When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I know, I'm so torn about it because I've been in college for 4 years and, you know, I didn't enter college, obviously, owning this business. So the plan was always to go get a job after. That's what you go to college for.
Right.
And then I just kind of stumbled into, that's what it feels like to me anyways. I stumbled into owning this business.
Hello, and welcome to Planantials Podcast, Future Rich. My name is Barbara Ginty, and I am your host and a CFP, which is a certified financial planner. And I am here with my guest today, Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So would you like to tell us a little bit, I have a little bit of an overview here, but do you want to tell us how old you are, where you live, how much you make, and kind of give us the overview of what's going on?
Yeah. Well, I'm 22 and I graduate from my undergraduate degree in May. I also own my own business and I've worked here for many years, but I ended up purchasing the business in July of 2020. So mid pandemic. And I also just bought a house.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah. Thank you. It was really, really exciting. So because I'm self-employed, income for me is a little variable, and I've only been self-employed for, I'm coming up on 2 years now. In 2020, so those 6 months that I owned the business in 2020, I made about $25,000.
Okay.
And then in 2021, I made a little over $75,000.
That's a big jump.
Yeah. And actually, we've tripled so far in 2022. We've tripled what we did in 2021. So it's looking like it's going to be a good year, but I just don't have those numbers yet. You know, we're only a couple months into 2022.
But you're projecting like 200,000?
Yeah. So that's if, you know, I have a service-based business. So if I can have the employees to keep up in our summer months, which is our busiest months, I don't know that I'll be able to accommodate everyone. I just, tripling with the amount of people that I have working for me just isn't feasible, but I could very well see 150 this year.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
So whereabouts are you based?
I'm based in St. Louis.
Okay, and that's where you're going to school?
Yes, and that's where I'm staying once I graduate.
Okay, walk me through, because you're particularly young for having already bought a business and a house, and you haven't graduated yet.
Yeah, not yet. In May, if all goes well.
Okay, so talk me through how you came to, and are you single, partnered?
I'm single.
Okay. Talk me through. So you bought your business then when you were 20. So
yes.
You were sophomore in college and when, mm-hmm. And you just bought the house this year.
Yeah. I bought the house in March. So it's very recent.
Really recent. And it's hard to buy a house when you're self-employed.
Yes. So I was fortunate in that my dad agreed to be a co-signer on the house for me.
That makes sense. Because they don't like self-employed people.
No,
not that they don't like us, but
they
are very nervous and they require usually additional documentation. It's a longer process,
mm-hmm.
and it can be much harder for someone who's self-employed to get a mortgage.
Yeah, and that was the thing that we found too. So my dad agreed to be my co-signer, but all the money is mine. The down payment is mine. I'm going to make the mortgage payments, of course. And then in a few years, I'll probably just refinance. Like I said, I haven't been employed for a full 2 years yet, and that's kind of the cutoff for them.
Yep, they want
for self-employed people.
Mm-hmm. And how much did you buy the house for?
I bought it, so it was $270,000, and then I put a 20% down payment.
Amazing. So what's your mortgage payment? Because you probably got a pretty good interest rate then too.
Yeah. So my interest rate is 4.54. And then my monthly mortgage payment is going to be $1,487.
Great. And you're doing all this while going to school?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm double majoring right now in school. And then my plan is once I get out of school to go ahead and get a corporate job and, you know, get a W-2 and get all the health benefits and, you know, all the benefits that come with a corporate job.
And right now for health benefits, are you on your parents?
I am. Yes. And I,
how long can you stay on theirs?
I believe until I'm 24.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you needed to, you could do that for 2 more years.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So talk me through. So you, okay. Bought a house. Very impressive. So that's great. You got a good interest rate. You did 20% down, which as you know, from listening to the show, I love when you put 20% down.
Yes.
So now tell me about the business.
Yeah. So what we do is we essentially plan events and we send characters to those events. So mostly we do kids' birthdays.
Okay.
So we'll go as princesses and superheroes and unicorn fairy princesses and, you know, all that fun kind of stuff.
And how did you end up buying this? Were you working for the business and then decided to buy it or?
Yeah, I got hired at 17 and I was just a princess.
Okay. I love it. I was only a princess.
Exactly.
Only a princess at 17.
Only a princess. And then I ended up just kind of moving up the ranks slowly but surely because I'd been there for a while. And then the pandemic hit and literally our entire business just went to zero in, you know, March of 2020.
Yeah, no one was doing birthdays. Princesses were not in high demand.
Exactly. So, and I think our old owner, I think she was already, it's a lot of work to run it. And she also kept a job while she was running it. And so she didn't charge me very much for it at all. She kind of, I just walked into work one day and she was like, I'm done. We're not making any money. Do you want it? And I said, yes. And I'd been saving for a long time, you know, because I bought it at 20 and I'd gotten a job at 17. And then I worked like 2 or 3 jobs over the summers and things like that to save up. I kind of always knew that this might be a possibility.
Okay.
So I ended up purchasing it from her for, I think, about $10,000, which is, you know, a really good investment for me.
And so did that come with all the contact list and and all the costumes?
Yep.
And then obviously the employees, I would imagine you didn't need them in 2020, right? But you still had them, like their contact information for when it was going to pick back up?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Amazing. Another question, because I'm sure the listeners are wondering, how are you paying for school?
So my parents are paying for my school. And then, but the understanding has always been since I was a little girl that when I graduate school, you know, parents stop. They stop helping you pay. So they're paying for my schooling right now, which is really nice because then I don't have any student loans.
So you have no student loans and then you don't have another bill. So everything you're making, you're able to save. And you have, it sounds like you have been working this entire time through college.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you were 17, was that between senior year in college or were you a senior then?
I was a junior in high school.
Oh, okay. So you started working for the business a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. So, okay. So that's fantastic. So you were able to save all this money. You had an agreement with your parents. They pay for college. So then all of the money you were making working, you were saving. So you had the money to buy the business and the money for the down payment for the house.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Which is amazing. Okay. So then talk me through how the business, so 2020, you made $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
So did you do like live events then or?
We did outside events a lot, you know, at parks. And then we would do outside events in the cold and winter too. That was not so fun. And we also did a lot of virtual stuff, virtual meet and greets, virtual birthday parties. We shot videos and sent them to kids singing happy birthday. So it was a lot of virtual stuff and then outdoors whenever we could.
That's amazing. But that's a great idea to do outdoors and to do the videos.
Yeah. It was all you could do then.
Yeah, no, that's very true, but innovative so that you could bring in some money. So then you made your money back within the first year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the investment, obviously. Now, do you know what the former owner's revenue looked like? Like, do you have targets for what you want this to be? Or
I know that we're busier now than we have ever been.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what she was making before I bought it, but I know it wasn't what we're doing now. Cause we've, like I said, like, you know, I've worked here for so many years. I kind of knew how many events we were doing a month.
Yeah.
You could see it on the schedule. And we are doing significantly more now. I think people are just ready to go out and have birthday parties for their kids now. Now that everybody's, you know, pandemic's hopefully winding down.
Fingers crossed.
I know. Please.
So how does it work for the business? Is it, so you're the 100% owner of it. And yep. How is it incorporated? Is it a sole proprietor? Is it an LLC, an S corp?
It's an LLC.
Okay. And you're the sole owner of the LLC?
Uh-huh.
Single member?
Yes.
Okay. And then the people that work for you, are you still a princess or are you just running it?
I'm still a princess.
Okay. Okay. So you're still going out to parties.
Yeah.
And then is everybody else, do you 1099 them? Are they W-2? How does it work for the other, should I call them performers or do you call them employees? Yeah.
I call them performers. They're independent contractors with us.
Okay, perfect. So they're like actresses and actors maybe, uh-huh. and then they have other gigs and they do this to pick up some side money.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so you're the only one. Now, do you W-2 yourself?
I don't, because I don't pay myself per event.
Okay.
I just, you know, go out and do events, save myself a little bit of money. And then at the end of the month, I transfer over X amount of dollars from my business account to my personal accounts.
Okay. And do you have a CPA?
I don't think so.
An accountant. Do you have an accountant?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So here's what I think, because one of your questions coming into this was saving for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think what you could do, now it looks like, I could be wrong, but it looks like, what are the expenses you project? So let's say this year you bring in $150,000. What do you think the projected expenses are for this year?
Oh, so last year, I know our expenses were about, I paid my employees plus, it was probably about $45,000 in expenses last year. So okay. I could see it getting up to probably 60 or 70 this year, but that's already calculated in to my profit projection.
Okay, so you have a profit projection. So what do you think the profit projection is going to be for this year?
I'm projecting about probably 150 if we are able to keep up with demand.
And 150 will be profit or 150 will be like what the total, the gross, like what you brought
in
is
revenue. I think 150 is going to be the profit. Revenue should be a little bit higher than, you know, higher than that.
Okay. And so you think the expenses will be, obviously they'll be higher, right? If you're doing more events.
Yes.
So it'll be more than 45.
Mm-hmm.
So are you thinking you'll bring in like 200 and spend 50,000 and profit 150?
Yeah, that's about what I'm thinking.
Okay. So you might not need another job.
My parents are not going to be happy to hear that.
Because if that's the case, then you would be making around 150. Let's just say there's other expenses, so 125. Let's say mm-hmm. there's 25 of other expenses because you have to hire more people or you need mm-hmm. better software because the events are bigger and there's more going on.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, the prior year in 2021, if the expenses were 45, 75,000 was the profit or 75,000 was the gross?
75,000 was the profit.
Okay, so you personally made 75,000 mm-hmm. on your tax return.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what you can do, and you have to run this by your accountant because I'm not able to get tax advice.
Mm-hmm.
And when you went to your accountant for 2021, which are you in the process of doing that now or has it already been done?
I've turned in all my documents and then I only turned them in a few days ago. So I'm still waiting to hear back from him.
Okay. So what I would do is I would ask him for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So how much do you have right now in your bank account?
So with the deposit for the house, and everything, I have about 30,000 in my checking, and I have about 25,000 in my savings, and then I have a Roth IRA, and I put about 6,000 into that.
About 6,000. Okay. Is there anything else you should know about any debt or?
No, other than, I mean, the house, but other than that, no.
Okay. So between your checking and your bank account, so both bank accounts, you have about 55,000.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, lovelies. Barbara here. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I wanted to bring you a quick update. We are now starting the coaching program on July 20th. So the new start date is July 20th. The times will be the same, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, and it will run for 5 weeks. If you can't make an individual session, we can send you the video. In the individual sessions, you will be able to ask questions. There'll be a Q&A following each session. And additionally, there'll be a dedicated Slack channel for all the participants so that you can chat amongst yourself and ask questions to me in between the various sessions. If you are interested, you can sign up on our website, www.futurerichpodcast.com, and click on coaching. Additionally, if you have any questions at all, please shoot me a DM on our Instagram, Future Rich Podcast. And if you're wondering if this is for you, you have already taken the first step because you are listening to a personal finance podcast. Thanks for listening.
So what I would ask, and I would do it today, I would email your accountant and say, would a SEP IRA, opening a SEP IRA, help with my taxes?
Okay.
With small business owners, when you're the only one there or you have 1099s, it doesn't work as well with when you have W-2s because you're obligated then as the business owner to make the same contribution on behalf of the employees as you do yourself. And so sometimes that can be prohibitive, right? So you might have enough to do it for yourself, but you might not have enough to do it for all the employees. Mm-hmm. So you tend to see SEPs used where a service-based business where every person is a contractor, not an employee. So you're not obligated then to make that retirement contribution on the employee's behalf because there is no employees. It's just yourself. And so then it can really lower your taxable income. You can do a much higher amount than you can with a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. Now, a SEP IRA is all pre-tax. There is no SEP Roth. So it has to be all pre-tax, but it can really save you a lot from a tax standpoint if you're eligible.
Okay, that sounds great.
And you have until your extension, if you file an extension, to fund it. So it gives you some time to fund it. But I would definitely ask, let me see what the max is. So the max you can put in is $61,000 for 2022. So you don't have to, obviously, that's if you have enough income to justify the $61,000 for 2022. For 2021, let's see, it was a little bit lower than that. But once again, you have to have the income to justify it. And so your accountant will be able to determine how much you of the income you've earned is eligible for a SEP, and they'll make a recommendation on what you can do. And you can always do less, but you can determine an amount that's comfortable to put in there and then how much it's going to save you in taxes. I feel like that's where you come up with the amount you're comfortable with. The accountant will tell you the max you can do, and maybe you don't want to do the max, but if you do 5,000 less than the max, it saves you, I don't know, 6,000 in taxes. Then that's a comfortable amount for you to put in, and you're happy with the tax savings. A SEP IRA is just the vehicle because of how your business is structured. Now, what it's invested in can be the same as your Roth. It can be same as a 401k, right? So the SEP IRA is the vehicle. It has nothing to do with the investment. Sometimes people get hung up on, well, I want to make sure I have investments. So there's investments inside of the SEP IRA.
Got it.
Make sense? So Aaron Lowry, I think, coined it really well because I think it gives a good visual, but it's called investing for retirement. So it is an investment. It's just the SEP IRA is the vehicle you use to hold those investments.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I think that would be great. And so for 2021, the max amount allowed is $58,000. Okay. And typically it's about 25% of self-employment income. That's like a rough estimate, but you really need your accountant to determine what that is. The fun thing about the government is it's never just as straightforward of taking 25% of the employee's total compensation. There's usually something you add back in or take away. So that's why the accountant usually determines what that number is.
Okay. And I'll put emailing him on my to-do list.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And the SEP IRA stands for a simplified employer pension. So it's only for business owners, and it works best usually for business owners like yourself, where you're a single member LLC and you're the only one, everybody else is a 1099.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like me. That sounds like my business. So I'll definitely go ahead and reach out to him and see if I could, you know, be nice to get a little bit off my taxes.
Yeah. And then that way, and you can probably do it again since this year will be a big year. Or bigger year based on last year in 2021, you can do it again next year. So you could do it every year. And so then you're providing yourself with your own retirement, which it sounds like you were wanting a corporate job to get the benefits.
Yeah.
You can actually put more away in a SEP depending on the business income than you can in a 401k.
Okay.
the nice thing about going and getting a corporate job, which if you can do both, that would be great. But the nice thing about a corporate job is the health benefits. Mm-hmm. That is, as a self-employed person, the health benefits can be quite expensive.
Yes. I can imagine that they would be. I'm kind of dreading the day I have to start worrying about that.
Mm-hmm. I would say you can, as a self-employed person, you can create your own retirement with no problem and have it invested. Mm-hmm. It's the health benefits that usually are more expensive as a self-employed individual than if you're going as a corporation. And the reason why is because usually for a self-employed person, for a small business plan, they look for 51% participation, mm-hmm. which you, as the only person wanting health benefits, you're not going to meet 51%.
Yeah.
So therefore, you go on an individual plan, and individual plans can be, you know, quite expensive. You know, between a high deductible plan could be like $700 a month to $1,000 a month for a single person. Because you're, I know, because well, the thing is, because you're going to have good income. Mm-hmm. You could also look on the exchange, but your income will still be pretty high. Mm-hmm. That's why the SEP can help. I think the SEP would be the first thing to do. And then I would also look for the health benefits. You could join your chamber of commerce. You can look for a local broker, and then you can look at the exchange and kind of see what your best option is going to be.
Okay.
Just in case you don't want to get another job and you want to focus on growing this business.
I know. I'm so torn about it because I've been in college for 4 years, and you know, I didn't enter college, obviously, owning this business. So the plan was always to go get a job after. That's what you go to college for.
Right.
And then I just kind of stumbled into, that's what it feels like to me anyways. I stumbled into owning this business, and it's been really well, you know, it's so funny because I'm getting a degree in marketing, and I've been using a lot of the stuff we talk about in class and just testing it out on my business, seeing how it works.
That's amazing.
And my professors seem to know what they're talking about because it has helped a lot. And we've been growing pretty significantly year to year.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Yeah, I don't know. I think that, so what is your reasoning for getting a corporate job? Because that's what you're supposed to do, and that's what your parents want you to do, or because you want to go get a job for that experience?
It's a little bit of both. It's also, okay. You know, you can only be a princess for so long until you age out. And what I don't want to do is I don't want to be stuck. If it just worries me a little bit to have no backup plan, you know, if something happens and the business doesn't do as well, and I can't be a princess anymore, I don't want to be stuck without a backup plan, you know, without another career to kind of fall back on just in case.
Well, then what I would do, okay, so here's what I'd do. I would also ask your accountant if you can contribute to both a 401k and a SEP, right? Okay. Because then you could kind of front load your retirement. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to depend on how it's structured, but you might be able to do both. Mm-hmm. Which would be great. So you could do your 401k, and then you could also do your SEP IRA, mm-hmm. because they're two different companies. And so that should be fine, but you can confirm that with the accountant and how the limits are going to work. Mm-hmm. And then you could go and get a corporate job while still working your business so that you get that work experience, you know, that you're looking for, mm-hmm. and you get the health benefits, and then you're able to, I think the reason for doing it would be to kind of take advantage of having two retirement plans and then the work experience.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
But you might see that you make more money in your business.
I probably would, especially as somebody just graduating college. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking for jobs right now. I'm, you know, searching through the job listings, and there's just, you know, I'm not going to make more in a corporate job as a newcomer than I would owning this business, for sure.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, I think that what would be telling is if you get you get the corporate job, and then mm-hmm. you see if you like it, or if you see maybe your time is better spent running the business, because you don't always have to be the princess. You could just be in charge of the princesses.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. But, you know, service businesses are, I will say, service businesses are hard. Owning a business is hard. Income fluctuates. And I think that every business owner always thinks, well, this could, you know, what happens if this goes away tomorrow, right? I just think that's a normal, at least I think that's a normal fear. You just always hope that next year is better, but you never know, right? There's no guarantee. Mm-hmm. But there's also no guarantee in corporate America. You can get laid off.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so there really are no guarantees. And I think obviously being an entrepreneur, I'm always like to highlight the entrepreneurship. So I think it's great, you know, when you, while you don't have control over a pandemic, you do have control, like you were very innovative to do videos, right? Mm-hmm. Where the other business owner, and after a while it can be tiring owning a business, where she was like, okay, I'm done. But you came in with that fresh energy and we're like, okay, there's a way we can probably market this and do something different to leverage the new environment that we're in. So
yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think if you run your own business, I think you could go in and get hired leveraging the experience you had by running a business mm-hmm. down the road, should you want to. But that's for you to decide. But I think it's really exciting.
I'm very excited and I'm kind of shocked and pleased with how well everything's going. You know, when I bought the business, I was like, okay, I'll probably make my money back in about a year, maybe 6 months. And we kind of blew all my expectations away. We've been like, I always tell all my performers, you know, we're running at full speed all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And how many hours a week do you think? I mean, I know that's hard to quantify because I'm sure that you're, you know, watching TV and have your laptop out looking at things.
Exactly.
Right? I feel like sometimes as a fellow business owner, people will be like, well, how many hours do you think you work? And it's like, well, I don't ever not think about it.
Exactly. It's the hard part to explain. You're never not working.
You're never not thinking about it.
I mean, I went on vacation with my family and we went hiking and I'm standing on top of a mountain returning phone calls, you know, to clients who are, you know, asking me questions. There was a team that was just running late that day for lots of reasons, but they were running late and I was calling parents trying to get cell signal at the top of the mountain because you just can't stop. You know, you can't.
Yeah, it's your baby. You can't just be like, oh, I'm not going to worry about it. That's their problem. Like it's not someone else's problem. It's always, at the end of the day, it's always your problem.
Exactly. Yes. I would say in terms of strict hours, I probably spend maybe 3 hours a day working on it during the week. And then Saturdays and Sundays are when we do events. So Saturdays and Sundays, I'm probably working between, you know, I'm up at about 7 or 8 and I probably get home around 8 or 9 p.m. So whatever that would be, 10, 11-ish hours on the weekend.
Okay. So I think you should do whatever you feel is best for you mm-hmm. when you graduate. But I wouldn't just go the corporate route because of other people's expectations. Being mm-hmm. a business owner and self-employed is something that most people don't do, right? For the reasons you outlined, there's no health benefits. There's not a defined retirement plan. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of unknowns and most businesses fail statistically.
Yes.
So you obviously have proven you're a savvy business owner.
Thank you.
And you're doing it while you're going to school. So I don't doubt that you can do it while having a corporate job, but if you have the corporate job and you're making 50 and don't love it and the other business, your business is suffering a little, you know, you can always take the path less traveled, which would be the entrepreneurship road. Mm-hmm. And then you just find other entrepreneurs and then you realize you're like, oh, you get more support that way.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think I need to really focus on it. It was something I was, you know, kind of thinking about considering, but it's just so hard to let go of the plan that you had, you know?
Yeah. You can always go get a job and see how it goes.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's really impressive what you've done so far with the business. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah,
I said, I'm excited about it. I mean, I love my business. Yeah, like you said, it's my baby.
Yeah, you should be. You've done a really amazing job with it. So I'm super impressed. So your homework is going to be to talk to your accountant mm-hmm. about getting a SEP IRA, making sure you're eligible, finding out what you can contribute to it and what that will save you on taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything else is great. You'll use some of the money from savings to fund that. That money will be then invested for your retirement, which is great because mm-hmm. you already have some money in a Roth and you'll put some money in a SEP and then you'll be able to do it again in 2022 because you already have the earnings to support it. Once again, your accountant will give you those numbers. And then, yeah, see if you want to go the corporate route, but there's a lot to be said for owning and running a successful business. So I would make sure to consider that as a viable option as well.
Okay.
I'll call it the path less traveled. There's more people on the corporate track, statistically speaking, right? Coming out of college, most people aren't going to start a business. Not everybody. You're a rare bird. So And then when you do get a corporate job, I would ask your accountant if you're able to do both the 401k and the SEP IRA. I think most likely you would be able to do both, but it's always good to confirm with the tax professional.
Yeah.
Well, this was great. Thank you so much for coming on. This is so unique. You're the first person that we've had on who has bought a house so young and bought a business so young and is growing the business pretty impressively.
Well, thank you. I'm just lucky. You know, I'm lucky I don't have student loan debt. I'm lucky that the former owner, you know, loved me and didn't charge me a ton of money for the business, you know, when I was so young and I really didn't have that much in savings back then. I've just been super lucky. And thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And for all of our lovely listeners, you can find our most up-to-date information on Instagram, Future Rich Podcast, and you can check out our website, www.futurerichpodcast.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.